Biggs and Barr Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Hey there.
Welcome to the program. Start the show usually with something called Chris's Question, where I ask these two a ridiculous question.
What's your question today?
I'm not going to claim that this is my own. I found this one.
Well, it doesn't have to be your own question.
No.
You're just asking.
Yeah. It's if you had to intimidate someone while silently eating a sandwich, which sandwich would you choose to do it? Like if you had to stare, like say it's you're shooting a movie scene.
Okay.
And the guy's eating a sandwich and he's supposed to be glaring at another guy being super intimidating eating a sandwich. What sandwich are you going to give him? It can't be a two-hander. It's way less intimidating.
For sure. Okay.
Like if you got a giant hoagie in your hands or a submarine sandwich, 12-incher there.
An actual food, not like bread with glass in it or something.
No, yeah, food. You don't want something messy because if it's falling out of it, then that's not intimidating.
Unless maybe it's like just falling all over and you don't care and they think you're crazy.
Yeah, like that's a taco.
True. That is like true. That's not a sandwich, dude.
I thought we've discovered that a taco is a sandwich.
What? Off topic.
Haven't we talked about that before?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then forget I said anything.
Yeah, please. I would love to. I think just a simple piece, one piece of bologna between two bread, because you look like a psychopath, first of all, if you're
with,
just eating.
With no mayonnaise on it?
Yeah,
or
just
anything?
A single floppy, you know, like where the bread's kind of spread a bit, and you can see the bologna like flopping. But like, I mean, because you're like, this guy's a maniac. He's just eating a single slice of bologna on bread. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that would work. What about like a sandwich with like smelts on it? Because you eat the bones and all, right? You don't differentiate. You couldn't have like a regular fish because you get the bones all stuck in your throat.
You need some crunch, I think.
Yeah.
So when you take the bite, like,
and you'd hear the smelts crunching.
Really crisp lettuce in there.
Like for me, I guess maybe a Filet-O-Fish would work. That's a sandwich.
Oh, because you think this person's a maniac for eating it?
Yeah. Like how could you, like if they're
all
willing
the
to put that
down
in their body, what else are they willing to do?
That's
disgusting.
A pita would be terrible. No one looks tough eating a pita.
No.
So a pita you're willing to say is a sandwich, but not a taco.
I don't agree that a pita is a sandwich.
You don't think a pita?
It's all wrapped up.
It's flatbread. Is it flatbread?
Yeah, it's a tortilla.
One piece.
Like a burrito.
No, tortilla is made out of corn. It's totally different.
But it's still
it's
different.
Bread. You can have corn bread.
Sure.
It's just unleavened bread.
Nice try.
What do you mean nice try?
A single piece. It's still a single thing wrapped. You're going to tell me, I'm fine with it.
No, if
you're going to tell me that a taco most definitely and call me an idiot.
Well, yeah, that
5:35 in the morning.
It was an idiotic thing to say that a taco
calls
was
a sandwich.
Like if you had two pitas.
No one calls a pita sandwich, call it a pita.
Yeah. If you put two pitas like together, like
co-wrapped.
You use them as a sandwich.
Same thing. You just want one is together. No. It's
what about a quesadilla? Is that a sandwich?
Yes. Closer to a sandwich than a taco.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Fair.
There's two pieces.
I agree. But don't tell me and get all high and mighty about a pita and then tell me a taco isn't a sandwich. That's all I'm saying.
Fair enough.
Take it back.
No, because I think we have different ideas of taco. When someone says to me taco, I think of like the hard orange corn shell that my parents used to feed me every week. Yeah. He's thinking a soft. I think he's thinking a soft
taco. Even a soft taco doesn't work. Because it's only one piece.
Yeah, I get it. I understand your thing, and I was fine with that.
Some people have texted in to 762-555.
Oh, really?
Peanut butter and ham.
Yeah.
you're just going crazy ingredients.
Yeah. Like they are food.
Yeah.
Right?
All right. Somebody said Cookie Monster style smoked meat. What does that mean?
Oh, I don't know what that means.
Eat a smoked meat sandwich.
Oh, like Cookie Monster. All right. Yeah, that would...
Something with steak. Steak is badass. Watch me chew this tough meat.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That would work.
All right. Yeah. Lots of options there.
Oh, yeah. A few sandwiches. Knuckle sandwich.
I think the one that would make you the toughest is you ever buy one of those grocery store Italian sandwiches and the bread has gotten so tough and it's also got
like it's a focaccia or something.
Yeah, something you have to rip.
Yeah, like, there's prosciutto and stuff in it, so you're like tearing stuff no matter what you do.
Yeah, you have to every bite.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that wins. Yeah. All right. Well, it's went longer than I thought it would.
Well, listen, when we talk about food, we could talk about it literally all day long.
Probably. I mean, I don't know why we should
just have a food show.
We really should have a food show. show.
And thank you, Chris, for asking the tough questions.
Hey, that's what I'm here for. Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
And it's joke of the week time.
Yeah.
This week fly by for you guys?
No, last week
did. I feel like we're just, we just did a joke of the week.
Just regular. Regular okay. For me.
Right, just, sorry. This is where Jamie brings a joke to the table that, you know, caught his attention. I'm sure he didn't create any of these himself.
No.
And he, you know, does his thing. Jason usually gets angry, and I'm kind
of... Well, because jokes are supposed to be funny, and his aren't. But I'm ready to laugh today. Let's see.
Let's hear it,
buddy. Let's try him. So George and Jimmy.
George and Jimmy.
George and Jimmy having a shower at the gym after a nice workout.
All right.
They're not like shower. They're having a shower.
Yeah.
And George notices that Jimmy's penis... is about 9 inches long.
Oh, wow.
Okay. 9 inches.
Yeah, that's...
You're lucky to be blessed with a huge penis, says George. I wasn't blessed, replies Jimmy. Huh. I had to work for it. I have alone fun times once every day for 2 years. And I use butter to help.
Right. Yeah.
I know it sounds crazy, but this thing used to be 4 inches long. That sounds interesting, says George. I'm willing to try it. So he goes home. He does his thing for a month, okay? A month later, George sees Jimmy in the shower again. And he shows him his dinky. And he says, hey, mine shrunk. It's only 2 inches long now. I don't understand. I did what you said.
Yeah.
I had alone fun time.
With butter.
Twice on Tuesdays and 3 times on Thursdays. Did you use butter like I told you? Actually, no, I was out of butter. I used Crisco instead. Jimmy shakes his head. You idiot. Crisco's shortening. Come on. Come on. It shortened his penis.
Yes, yeah.
I got it.
All right. Well.
Oh, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, George.
Yeah.
But everyone.
Okay.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it. I got it for you.
Okay. All right.
It was quick, at least. I mean,
it was a shorter one.
Yeah. Shorter one. Yeah. Get it?
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the brevity.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Till next week. Yeah.
Till next week.
It's also, like, don't do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't
yeah,
know.
Do what you want. That'll
probably be fine.
Do some research into it first, maybe, perhaps. I don't know.
A circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
We got another world record.
Oh, yeah? Like, you set one?
I have not set one, no. A 69-year-old Australian broke a world record by hitting 120 different bars in 24 hours.
And having 120 drinks?
I guess he had to have a drink at each one, right?
He would think.
He talks
I don't know,
about
Jamie.
It here.
You're the one talking about
He talks about it.
I'm normally very unassuming, but I'm probably leading the world in arrogance. When you are a little bit older, you'll stop sleeping in the park, and you will go to the spreadsheet and the pivot table.
He moves really fast for a guy who's twice my age.
Yeah, he sounds like he was drunk when they asked him the question.
Yeah, I don't really
none of that made any sense.
None of that made sense.
Because the rules were he had to like have a drink. You can't just walk into a bar. Like,
yeah.
You have to have a drink.
What does that have to sleeping in the park and all that have to do with anything?
I don't know. I guess when you're young, you don't care. You'll get drunk and sleep in the park.
Okay.
And I count how many times I've done that.
So how many?
Have you ever slept in the park?
You never slept in the park when you were a kid?
Not when I was drunk. No.
No. Oh. Never just passed out.
Never just passed out in a field or by now.
Really?
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Why are you looking like that's a crazy thing for it to happen to a drunk teenager? Yeah. Like it happens literally every day.
Yeah.
So how many? 120 pubs?
120 in 24 hours.
That's a lot of walking. Are they all close? Would it be like the market where there's like a bunch?
He had to walk. It's all in Sydney. So I imagine how could you fit 120 into something that size? But that's a big hike.
Okay. Do you want to try it? Is this what you're telling us?
No, I don't want to try it.
Okay. Well,
it's only 125 milliliters of each drink. So half a cup.
Isn't this the same fellow as bragging about winning beer contests in the Caribbean?
Yeah,
yeah, that's speed. That's speed, not endurance.
Okay.
I'm a sprinter. Okay. I'm a beer sprinter.
You look like it.
Yeah.
I'm a beer sprinter.
Yeah, built for speed.
Yeah.
Like a sprinter over there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jason, what do you got?
I just listened to the new Pearl Jam album.
Pearl Jam. Hey, the Pearl Jam.
On the way in this morning. It was pretty good.
Like the whole album.
Yeah, the whole thing came out today. So Dark Matter, that one we play, is definitely the best.
Single.
It's the best song.
Oh, it is the best song then.
But there's a few others that are good. Running is pretty good. There's a couple other ones. But I'm always a fan of new music.
Is it does it have some like a nostalgic Pearl Jam feel or vibe, or is it a little more
a
like
little
updated?
Bit. Yeah, well, you'll hear it all and say, "Oh, yeah, that's Pearl Jam
for sure."
But it's not like all weird.
Okay,
you know what I mean? Like when a
like
band
artsy.
It's not like when a band puts out an album, you're excited for it, and it's like it sounds nothing like that band, then you get upset. But I think it's progressive enough.
Okay.
Yeah, I can imagine some people were excited about Korn coming up with an album. It wasn't like a techno or something, wasn't it? They have like synthesizers in it and stuff.
But it was a tough one.
I wasn't excited about the new Korn album at the time.
I liked Korn.
Imagine some people were.
I've got a soft spot for Korn.
Korn, oh, yeah.
that's disturbed.
No, Korn is it too.
That's more Korn.
Sorry. Yeah, I was caught in between.
Caught in between.
So many stellar impressions. Mine have Korn, Jamie's Australia, and whatever.
Pearl Jam.
Yeah, Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam.
Just what a show today already.
Yeah. It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line. Brought to you by Sleep Country Canada. Find the essentials you need for a good night's sleep.
613-216-3849 or 216-Dougie. Leave us a message. We play them twice today. Jamie, what do we got?
Well, you guys drink coffee. I know, Jason, you have your own mug, right?
Yeah.
Do you wash it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Driving around here in the rain, drinking out of my coffee travel mug. Why is it perfectly acceptable for a coffee travel mug to be used for the whole week without a wash? Because that first wash, your coffee is very soapy. So the longer I can go without washing my coffee, I do rinse it, but no soap. No bueno. Anyways, I can go weeks just rinsing my coffee cup. What about you guys?
Yeah, I wash mine every day.
I don't.
I would expect you to wash your coffee mug every day.
I take my coffee black, so I probably could just do a rinse and be fine. But no, I'd like to have
soap
a clean mug, yeah. I don't find it soapy. I just rinse it well.
Yeah.
I don't, like all the other dishes I have. Like, I don't.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
You guys wash plates?
Yeah.
Just wipe them. Soapy. Yeah.
I let the dog lick them. I don't know if that's a common problem. I don't know.
I've never had a coffee mug. Like, I'm not a mug guy. I don't drink coffee at home. So.
Oh, yeah.
It's like an on the road or at work kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. But if I have just like a glass of.
Orange juice.
Water or orange juice. And I like, as I finish it, a lot of times I will just rinse the glass. I don't bother washing it.
Yeah.
How long would it settle instantly into the glass?
And you throw it back in the cupboard?
No, I put we got a drying rack. I just drop it. I'll rinse it out in the sink and drop it in the drying rack.
Okay.
It's like, what if someone else, like, well, your wife, what if she comes up and grabs that glass to use and there's still like your OJ juice?
Oh, it wouldn't be. I rinsed it.
Yeah.
I know, but.
You scrub a glass after just having orange juice in it? Just rinse it out.
No, I know what you're saying. I agree. I find it. What am I saying?
We have some battles, though, because she is a dishwasher. She wants everything, like, oiled, like every dish we've used. And I'll just clean plates and put them in the drying rack, and then she won't use them.
She's like, look, there's a tiny little bit of this on there you didn't clean.
She doesn't like how I clean the plates.
Hey, you don't care about those.
I don't care about anything. Bits. I don't know. I just walked through
life.
I
knew a guy. Well, I still know him. Like, I wonder if he still does. Like, he did it into his 20s, like late 20s. He ate only off one single purple plate.
Okay.
So it was a purple plastic plate. Oh. I don't know. Like,
plastic.
Yeah. So it had all like the fork marks and everything.
Like a child's one?
He was a child.
Like separated the food?
No. Big, like a dinner plate, but like the same child's material. Remember what?
Hard plastic cups? Oh, yeah. Sure. Same thing.
Almost the grip.
Yeah.
I have some that use at camping. Thing. They're awful to eat off.
That's all he would do. One. Never another dish.
When I was a bachelor, I had like a bowl, a plate, and a glass, and that was like what was in my drying rack.
Right? Oh, really?
Because you're washing immediately, and you're done, and just sits there, and you grab it again.
I will do something at home that I'm sure drives my wife crazy. I don't want to dirty a plate, so if I make a sandwich or something, I'll just grab a sheet of paper towel, put it down.
Oh, sure.
That's my plate, and then I wipe my mouth with it when I'm done.
I think it's efficient. One.
Very efficient.
Yeah.
That's why I eat out of pots a lot of the time. Just eat right out of the pot I cook it in. Why bother getting a plate dirty?
Yeah, to each his own, I guess.
Man, this is riveting. You got anything else?
Yeah.
Okay, so this boneless chicken wing and bone-in chicken wing. Like, a bone-in chicken wing is a chicken wing. A boneless chicken wing is just a mini tender, right? So, like, a chicken tender isn't a chicken wing. Like, bone-in chicken wing definitely is better. Okay, bye.
I mean,
that's been a theory for a long time, you know?
Yeah, boneless wings are just big tenders.
Just nuggets.
How could you call them boneless wings? People take offense, I guess.
It's a joke. I think it was started as a joke by whatever company.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably.
Let's see if we can dupe the public.
Yeah.
They're a little, I find, if they name something boneless wings, they're a little bigger than a nugget.
Yeah, they're a chunk.
Yeah, they're like a chunk of, a chunk of chicken. But I don't know. Is it dark meat? Is that why they call them boneless wings instead of a nugget? Is a nugget supposed to be white meat? And maybe
I'm sure they call them boneless wings. They can charge more for them.
The nuggets?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's also a grown-up name for nuggets.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Because chicken nuggets are like a child's food.
Some places go crazy with chicken bites. They call them bites.
Mad! Those are smaller. I would assume a bite is smaller.
I agree.
Because you should be able to eat it in one bite.
We have another Dougie Line call here.
All right. All right.
Okay.
I had something I wanted to let you know about. I was just sitting here, you know, trying to sleep, and, you know, there's that buzzing in my ear, a little mosquito, or, you know, you start having those horrible thoughts. Am I going to be able to find it? Is it going to be horrifying me all night, taunting me? And then turned a lamp on, just reached up, it's in front of my face, clapped it, instantly got it. So, I mean, if that isn't a W for the boys, I don't know what is.
That's
nothing better than getting that one G-dang mosquito that is just in your ear for too long and then, bam, gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a win for sure. The only way I find it more satisfying than the clap is if you just reach and grab it with one hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Snatch it out of the air.
Do you hold it for a bit? Give it hope?
No. I hold it to make sure it doesn't get out, and then I like move my fingers around to make sure I squish it.
I mean, yeah, that's you didn't have to get up. Like, you just turn the light on.
Got him.
Back down.
Yeah.
Imagine
I'm pretty good at catching flies as well out of the air.
Come on.
Yeah.
So you can catch a fly out of the air, but a floater from the blue line you'll miss?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on. I don't believe you.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Yeah. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm no Danielson with the chopsticks.
Danielson.
Danielson?
Yeah.
Isn't it Danielson?
Danielson.
Danielson. Danielson.
But I can't.
This is a brutal job.
But I can grab him out of the air.
Yeah, wow.
For sure.
Impressive.
He's all reckless with his vowels over there today.
Yeah, he's
wild. Happens on a Friday.
Yeah,
I've had a long week.
5 questions. 30 seconds. Get them all right, and you can win $1,000.
What? On the Biggs and Barr Show.
5 questions, 30 seconds. You can pass and come back, but you got to answer them all. Your first answer for each one is on the counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a chip for our Plinko board that today, every single slot has $500 in fuel on it, courtesy of Shell and CAA.
We have Serge on the phone.
Serge, how's it going?
It's going good. Yourself?
We're all right. You familiar? You know what you're doing?
I think I know what I'm doing.
Okay. All right.
We wish you the best of luck, friend.
All right. Your time will begin after I ask the first question. Here we go. What American city sits between the Wasatch and Ochre Mountains?
Salt Lake City.
What is now the longest running scripted TV series in North American history?
Pass.
What plant is April 20th associated with?
Marijuana.
Who played both Pennywise the Clown in the original It and Dr. Frankenfurter in the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Wow.
I know the name, but I can't say it out loud.
Okay.
Is garlic bread better or with or without cheese?
With the cheese.
All right. Let's go over your answers.
Yeah,
everything's good.
Is garlic bread better with or without cheese? You said with. That is correct.
Avec fromage.
Yeah. We like it with the fromage. who played both Pennywise the Clown in the original It and Dr. Frankenfurter in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. You probably knew it was Tim Curry.
Tim Curry.
Exactly.
But you couldn't get it out.
He deserved an Oscar nomination for his role in Home Alone 2.
That may be getting carried away.
What was he in Home Alone 2?
He was the concierge
in the hotel. I don't know if that was Oscar worthy.
I always get him and the guy that played Snipe, Professor Snipe. What's his name?
Alan Rickman?
I always get them a little mixed up. They have a similar look. Dark hair.
I could see that.
Anyways, whatever.
What plant is April 20th associated with? You said marijuana. That's correct. We're having our 420 weekend on Shay.
You can get high and win a balloon ride. Yep.
Mm-hmm. What is now the longest running scripted TV series in North American history? You passed on it. It's The Simpsons.
Yeah. Yep. It's crazy. How long? How many seasons? 20?
Oof. I don't know. From 1987.
A lot of series.
Like today in 1987 it debuted.
Almost 30.
Yeah.
No, more than 30. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, almost 40.
Almost
37
years
or whatever. 37 years.
Probably time to stop.
And what American city sits between the Wasatch and Ochre Mountains? You did know it was Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City will be coming soon.
Well, I mean, pretty decent performance. Not the easiest questions, and you seem like a lovely man, so we hope you have a great weekend, sir.
Thank you. You as well.
You as well. Enjoy.
See ya, bud.
Au revoir. Just saying bye. In French.
Oh, au revoir.
Yeah.
I see.
But you said au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
How I said it, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it's Friday, boys. It's the day to have a good time.
It is.
Look at me. I'm having a good time. Just gotta lift your shoulders. It is a stoner eclipse tomorrow.
Yes, it
what?
Is.
I don't know what that means. I heard
what?
Jason tell me.
It's a stoner eclipse. That's what they're calling it.
He's going to talk
about it. It's 420 tomorrow.
Isn't that just regular 420?
It's a bit different this year. They're very excited about it.
Save it for circle time.
Circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
What you got, sir?
Well, tomorrow, 420, April 20th.
Yeah.
The traditional smoking time.
Crazy, man.
For your weed enthusiasts. But they're calling it a stoner eclipse, not because an eclipse is going to happen, but because it's not, this thing that's happening won't happen for another 1,000 years.
Oh, okay.
So tomorrow being 420 is a palindrome for this year, because it's 420-24. A palindrome is the same forwards as it is
like
backwards.
Like kayak.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's that. They're very excited about that.
They're calling it a stoner eclipse.
Yeah, because
that's funny.
Because it's only going to happen in another 1,000 years when the dates line up again.
But, yeah, I mean, that's sure. I don't know what. I have a feeling that if you were going to celebrate 420 because it's 420, you don't care if it's a stoner eclipse.
A stoner eclipse,
No, but it will be a cool fact.
It would
totally
be. It would
be. Did you know that it's palindrome today? What's that?
And they tell you.
Cool, man.
So, sweet, that's all.
Sweet
also,
1970s teen movie impersonation of somebody.
It's
marijuana.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Now, since it's 420, can I just play this because we're not going to be here tomorrow? Okay.
Yeah.
We link the chalice, make the water go. He make bring us up. Me make kick us.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Because I was going to talk about this list of 420 songs. Like,
really?
Lick the Chalice is not on,
the list. Those are bong noises.
Yeah. It's not on the list, man.
That's a travesty.
That's a crying shame. Yeah, I don't think enough people know about it.
You can also get high with Shay as we're giving away balloon rides for 420.
And
next episode, Dr. Dre, these are your top 10 songs. Pass the Coochie by Mighty Diamonds. I always thought Coochie meant something else.
I thought it was Dutchie. Or is it a different song?
This might be a typo. No, it might be a typo. Because it is Pass the Dutchie. It's not Pass the Coochie.
Yeah.
It's harder to pass. Some have been passed.
Yeah.
I got 5 on it. Sweet Leaf by Black Sabbath.
Sure, of course.
Hits from the Bong, Cypress Hill.
Uh-huh.
Smoke 2 Joints by Sublime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pass the Dutchie, Missy Elliott.
Yeah. Oh,
Legalize It by Peter Tosh. Stay High by 3-6 Mafia. And the number one song I have right here, Jamie, this is your number one weed song, apparently, if I could play it.
Okay.
Hold on. God damn it. There we go.
Come here, man.
recognize it right now.
Heard a lot of songs. I've never heard this song in my life.
Heard Rick James' "Mary Jane"?
No,
no.
You haven't heard that chorus right there?
No,
no. I've never heard that song.
I've heard Rick James songs before too, but not that.
Anyways, that's the number one song on this list, apparently, for 420 folks.
We can all agree that "Lick the Chalice" by Guinea Pepper is number one. Is it?
Should be number one.
Should be number one on every list of every song ever. It's fantastic. Jim, what do you got?
Well, this headline made me laugh out loud, and I said, well, I have to investigate. Porch pirate dresses up as trash bag to steal package worth $10. So this guy comes home to his California house, and he realizes that a package is missing. So he says, okay, I'll watch my doorbell cam. And he just sees a guy inside a garbage bag just waddle up to the front and steal his thing that had a couple phone chargers in it. And he said at first he was angry, but then he just started laughing because it's so absurd. They'll go, there's no lengths they won't go to, these porch pirates.
To steal your phone charger.
Steal your phone charger, your package. He was in a garbage bag.
I just don't understand the waddling. Like, if you're putting the garbage bag over your head to cover who you are, fine. But no one believes you're a garbage bag walking up to the, waddling up to the front door.
Look at it.
That can't be real.
That's ridiculous.
That's pretty sweet.
It's a good disguise. No one knew who he was. Or did he get caught?
I don't know.
Yeah, you got to post that. Throw that on the Facebook page, man. That's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Again, I don't get it. Like, you're not tricking anyone. Anyone, like, if there's movement, the camera's going to pick up the fact that there's movement.
Yeah.
Like, no one thought, oh, wow, that garbage bag is really, really.
It's got a lot of disco rice in it or whatever.
Must be the maggots.
Yeah, windy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like, just cover your face with it and then grab the stuff and get out of there.
This was the right guy to do it to because he said, if I ever confront this guy, meet him, I'll say, man, that was a good one. Because he doesn't really seem too bothered by it because it was so funny.
All right. Well, hey, if you are celebrating 420, do so responsibly. And don't forget, you can get high with this radio station. You can win a balloon ride. For all the details, Shea106.com. We got, it's Friday. So you guys want to do a round of instant answer questions?
I do,
that's fun.
Done one.
Text us any question you like, 762-555. We'll answer it.
Any topic, any subject, something stuck in your craw, something you want to ask us about anything, you text it to 762-555. We'll answer a bunch coming up on Shea106.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text any question you want. 762-555. We'll answer as many as we can.
What does Jamie have against llamas?
Oh, they're just not as good as alpacas. That's all.
Yeah, I don't think there's a hatred for llamas. He just has an unbelievable affection for alpacas. So, and they are superior. Alpacas are
Cuter.
Yeah, they're nicer. They don't spit on you as much.
And people always confuse them. Oh, look at this alpaca. Oh, pardon?
Yeah.
They are different.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Alpaca first, far superior too. Much softer, right? Like petting a cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
So, yeah, that's what it is. Do people get notified if they missed the payroll payday?
No.
No. That's the whole point of the contest.
Notify you on the radio that your name's up.
That's the whole point. You have to be listening.
Yeah.
That's the entire point of the contest is to listen to hear for your name. So, no, you don't get. Aside from the name being repeated a couple times on air, that's it. What's your secret to waking up early? Mortgage.
Alarm clock. Yeah.
That's bills. My secret.
A combination of both of those things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, alarm clock and bills. That's why we get up.
Last night I was up a little later than normal.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so tempted to be like, I'm going to tell the guys I'm sick. But I didn't. I'm here because I, team player, trooper. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does anyone go above and beyond with customer service anymore? From time to time.
Sure.
I actually had a really good experience this week. Well, the last couple weeks. Yeah. I had something wrong with my car, and I took it to Rhino Motors in Almont, and they did a great job.
Great example. And they gave you a truck, and they did a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, they were. It turned out to be a little more complicated than it should have been because of the car. But, it worked out. I had great service. Rhino Motors in Almont. Go see them.
Can I toot my family's own horn here for a second? My wife is the best customer service person you will ever deal with on the face of the earth.
There you go.
She's the manager of the Pet Value in Greeley.
Uh-huh.
Somebody wanted something. She went to the other store the owners had. Asked me to take her there to go see if the other store had it. They did not. The other store, the same owners.
Yeah, yeah.
She then went to another store, purchased it herself, returned it at her store so that the customer could come pick it up at her store. You know, somebody else is going to drive around to two other stores to find something, pay for it herself, return it, and then sell it to the customer.
That's wild.
That's customer service.
Yeah, that is my wife.
She's crazy. Yeah. I mean, it's...
Yeah, way better than you.
Oh,
she's way
million
better
times better.
Way better than you.
Oh, my Absolutely. God. Oh, yeah. It's not even like the same category.
Yeah, yeah, way better than
That's
you.
That's like saying what could kill you quicker, a lion or a fly? Well, unless the fly had like a disease or
something. Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah,
anyway, never know. Example. Any other questions?
How do you feel about the gas prices? Do you think it will ever be normal again? Well, I love them. I hope they keep going up. I just love paying as much as possible.
What do you mean, how do we
normal?
Feel?
Yeah, not great. I mean, they'll come back down.
What would you be comfortable paying for the rest of time? I mean, no, you know what I mean.
For the rest of time?
Like, realistically, like $1.15? Like, if they said, hey, it's going to be $1.15 for the rest of time. Or do you want on... Like, you know what I mean?
Like, I like it under realistic. $1.
Of course.
But realistically, about $1, $1.10 maybe.
Yeah,
$1.11?
When it hits $1.20 is when I said to go, So, yeah, I guess under that.
Okay.
Would be like a reasonable outlook on the gas situation.
Yeah.
I don't understand why gas isn't cheaper. More electric cars, more hybrid cars, easier, like more modern ways of refining. Like,
so why more is this surplus, costing, you mean?
Yeah, there's shit. Why is it costing us
more
money?
Maybe they're not making as much money, so they got to raise the prices.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Funny how that works.
Exactly.
Who is the best late night guy?
Ever?
Conan O'Brien.
Letterman.
I was a big Conan guy.
I like Conan a lot.
61 or something yesterday.
What's impressed me with Conan is his continuation to still remain funny. Like, his podcast now, you see him on interviews and on TV, and he's got, like, he's still really, really, I think Conan's really funny. Letterman got a little too, as he got old. And his show's great, too, Letterman's interview show that he does. He just does one-on-ones.
And my next guest is.
Yeah, but he got all, like, overly woke serious, whereas, I don't know.
Conan's still.
But Letterman in his prime.
Still pretty young. Like, I guess he's just, like, yesterday, 61. He's been in the game for 30-plus years, you know? Time.
But yeah, those it's your generation. Like, there's people that swear.
I vote Leno.
No one's Carnin. Oh, no one likes Leno. Yeah. But it's like people will, like, my dad thinks Johnny Carson was the funniest man ever born.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just your generation who you relate to. That's why they excel in that generation because their comedy relates to it. That's why we've never excelled.
All right, we don't relate to anybody. Circle is a shape, it goes
around and around. Spot in the show, we each bring something to the table that caught our attention. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Jason Barr.
Well, there's been lots of talk about this 4-day work week, right?
Yeah.
We're very excited about it might happen. Ecuador, our friends to the south.
Oh, yeah.
Introducing a 3-day work week.
Come on.
3 days.
Yeah, 3 days.
They already have a 4-day?
Well, it's a temporary thing because it has to do with an energy crisis and maybe some corruption in the government in South America. But still. 3-day work week, I'd take for a little while.
Yeah.
You know what? I've heard some of those places are a little corrupt.
Yeah, they may have some.
I've heard
some
South
trouble.
America has some corruption issues.
Yeah. Well, if you have the right friends, you're all right. Yeah,
they did a 3-day work week in the UK in the 70s during the energy crisis there, and it backfired on the government because everyone's like, this is pretty sweet.
Yeah, well,
it's almost like early COVID, right? Everyone was like, you know what? This is not so bad. Get to spend more time with the family, this and that,
do other things. There's some parts of. COVID, I missed a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I really the emptiness.
I enjoyed
roads,
a lot of it.
Empty streets, empty trails, and just empty, the emptiness.
We were walking into like a HomeSense the other day. Mm. My wife's like, oh, look at that. And there was still a solitary tape line on the ground. That had been where people stood to go. And she's like, oh, look at that.
Oh.
Everyone stood away from each other.
Yeah. All right. Well, keep us updated on that 3-day work week. We'll see how
it becomes permanent.
See how it goes.
It's warm in Ecuador.
Me or you, James?
You go.
All right. Listen, this is the most obvious headline I've ever read. Two people accused of selling fake gold at Highway 401 service station in Eastern Ontario.
I don't know.
I don't know why it's shocking. Set up a little kiosk
out there?
Two Scarborough residents are facing charges after Ontario police received a complaint about the sale of fake gold jewelry at a service station out our way. I'm trying to find out which service station it is. But anyways, they... defrauded over $3,700 after buying jewelry in Quincy West. So that's the station, the Quincy West station. So
you're not buying real gold at an en route.
No.
Like, I don't really blame the criminals for this. Like, because if you get duped into some guy, if you think he's selling you real jewelry that's on the up and up at the service station, the side of the 401.
Either it's fake or it's stolen. Yeah, the only two options there are.
It's on you, man. Yeah. Like, that's...
So after spending $3,700 on rings and chains, the victim advised they wish to purchase more, leaving the service station with an agreement the accused would follow them to a designation where the victim could retrieve more funds. After a close inspection of the jewelry, the victim contacted the Ontario police while they were still being followed by the suspects.
No. This person's an idiot.
Yeah, complete idiot. Complete idiot. Like, complete idiot. First of all, $3,700 on anything you buy in a in a parking lot is madness. It's madness. It's madness.
It's madness.
Because it's fake or stolen. You know it's fake or stolen, 100%. Yeah, it is with $3,700.
And the criminals, if you manage to dupe someone for $3,700, don't tell them you have more. Just go.
Exactly.
Just take it and go. Find another victim.
Madness. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, came across this video, and I didn't make it up. I didn't put it together, but it said, if only my husband talked to me like this guy talks to his fish. So it's a fishing show, I guess, out of Tennessee.
Okay.
And listen to these.
So this guy's fishing and he's just talking
fishing.
To
the... He's talking to the fish. So picture if it was to your wife.
Okay.
Or if your husband was talking to you.
See the backbone of that rod? They like that thing. I'm telling you, they like that. But get all that junk out of your face. Ready for some more? Okay. Here goes. You liked that, didn't you? Long old slanky baby. So many times. You're looking at it too, aren't you? Come on back here. If you want to play, I'll come back here and play with you. Let me just touch you. That's all I want. Oh, come on back here, pretty thing.
Come on back here, pretty thing.
Yeah, it's creepy.
A little off-putting, I gotta be honest.
Yeah,
a little
for off-putting. Sure. Good term. Yeah.
They like that thing. I'm telling you, they like that, but get all that junk out of your face.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, I don't think I want to be alone in a boat with that guy. I gotta be honest. I don't know.
Ready for some more? Okay. Here goes.
Try that one.
Yeah.
Ready for some more? Okay. Here goes.
Here goes. Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, I don't know if you might see this bait shack, if you should be just sitting in there blind. I think keep the door open. Put something, wedge something in the door.
The bait check.
You liked it, didn't you?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, totally. All right. Well, thanks for that, James. It got you.
It got me.
It got you. Here's some line.
Ready for some more?
Yeah.
Okay. Here goes.
I think you laughing is funnier than him talking. But say one of things.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
Brought to you by Sleep Country Canada. Find the essentials you need for a good night's sleep.
Leave us a message, any topic, any subject. We play them twice a morning, 640, 840 for the world. Jimmy, what do you got?
This is a callback, as they call it in the biz. About your white shorts yesterday, Chris.
Okay.
Hearing the story about Chris's see-through white shorts and everybody seeing his dinky. Well, when I was a kid, I had a problem with the shorts always having a hole in the crotch. And this one time we were playing goldfish and we had a glass dining room table. And I asked my Uncle Sean, I said, you got any sixes? And he said, nope. By the way, your ding's hanging out. We laugh about that to this day. Thanks, guys. How you doing?
I had a similar type experience.
Uncle Sean.
I was a camp counselor. This sounds awful, but let me finish.
Okay.
I was a camp counselor, and at the end of the year, we had the counselors all go out for a dinner type thing. It's just a day camp, but we all go out for dinner. And I went, it was at a buffet at Mandarin. When I got back to the table, somebody had put a plate where I was sitting, and it had two chicken balls, an egg roll, some bean sprouts at the top, and like a deep fried mushroom at the bottom.
Oh, wow. Very and artistic.
I was like, what's going on here? Like, I didn't get the joke. And apparently, really early in the year, I had come over to talk to the director of the camp and a few other folks, and I put my leg up on a picnic table, and they had seen right down my shorts.
Oh, wow.
And like five or six counselors had said just, and they kept that to them for the whole year.
Wow, impressive.
Until the closing party.
That's great.
So I was flashing a lot of people in my youth.
Yeah, look at you go.
Unintentionally, but yeah.
Look at you go.
What else you got?
Well, Jason, you brought this up yesterday, actually.
Oh, yeah?
About when being on hold and if it's the silent hold.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's actually an option or not, this lady kind of reveals a bit of a scam. But you know I'm a fan.
Hey, so listening to your show Thursday morning, talking about being on silent hold versus the atrocious music hold, I used to work at Rogers in the call center, consumer inside sales, or CIS, and that was a trick we would use to keep our hold time down, because you do get monitored and penalized for how much hold time you're putting your customers on. So you would put them on mute instead, so it doesn't count as hold time, and we just tell you that it's a silent hold. But we can hear you the whole time. It's just mute.
What?
Yeah, I don't care. As long as I don't have to hear that hold music, yeah, you can listen to everything I say.
What?
You're already listening on my phone anyway, so.
Well, they're not, but others
are. Yeah, other people are listening. Someone's always listening to me.
Always listening.
So, yeah, oh, that's fine. Great. Put me on silent hold. I don't care.
Okay, you just turn the volume down on your phone. I mean, on the,
yeah, but then if they answer, if they say hello, you're not going
to
hear them.
You get quiet, and you're like, oh, I guess they're talking to me, and then you turn the volume back up.
My luck, they would be like, oh, he's gone. You take up because I don't hear him, and then I'm back another hour, 90 minutes.
Anything more infuriating than sitting on hold for like 15 minutes and they say, we're sorry, no one's available to take your call, and they just hang up on you?
Yeah.
Oh! 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's happened to me a few times.
15.
I've never, I would have, if there was something flammable around, I would have burned my house. Like, I was so mad. Wow. I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's mad.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It is crazy. Yeah.
I also
insane.
Like, we don't care about your time at all.
No.
I also hate when you're on hold and you hear the terrible music and then your call is important to us, but you think they're answering.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they you get hope.
Yeah.
You're like, oh yes, okay.
Yeah, they get you with that one.
And then
music comes back in even louder than it was before, it seems.
Yeah, you hear the music fading and
you're like, oh, in a priority sequence.
Yeah. That's the worst.
All of our representatives are currently dealing with other customers.
Yeah.
You are third in line.
Oh, wow. At least that's a little breakdown.
That's okay. I don't mind that.
It's a countdown, though, at least. There's a resolution.
First of all, it's a lie. Second of all, you get excited. Like, oh, only three people. Not realizing each person's going to yammer for 20 minutes and you're going to be an hour.
That's true.
If I can get in customer service, I try to use the chat. Because you can see a lot of them.
It's a bot.
Yeah, to start it is. But you'll see where you are in the queue, and you can watch the number count down if they're gonna answer you or not. So.
I've had fair success with the chat.
Yeah,
fair success.
Yeah.
There's
no hold.
Yeah.
Music, at least.
Yeah. All right.
Man, scams abound.
There are lots of scams abound.
Scams abound.
You want to reach the Dougie line? It's 216-3849 or 216. Dougie, any topic you want.
The Dougie Line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555, and we'll send the number right to your phone.
Well, we hope you have a great weekend. It's 420. Tomorrow you can get high with our radio station with Sundance Balloons. We're giving away a balloon ride.
Yeah.
So that's pretty sweet. Tomorrow for 420. You just got to enter at the website, and then somebody could be calling you to get high with Sundance Balloons. It's at Shea106.com.
Crazy, man.
Like there's a weird sort of childish joy when I see our balloon. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Oh, it's our balloon. I don't know why. I don't know why I get so excited. Like, it's, you know.
I agree. I can't disagree with you.
Yeah.
I know the farmers whose fields they land in aren't always the happiest.
No, they're generally not the happiest.
Especially the time of the year if the ground's real soft.
That's good. I was 47 when I learned that. They just send them up, and wherever they come down, they come down.
And they pick them up.
You try and guide it a little.
Yeah, sure, of course.
You know, so they don't land on power lines and stuff.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. No, they can control, like, left or right and probably speed of decline, I would think, but not.
Yeah.
Not which way the wind, just whichever way the wind blows, you know?
Well, they say the higher you go, the winds shift. So the wind would be coming maybe a different direction.
Have a little bit of control.
So they move up higher to move back to where they came from. But no, they have a follower, right?
Yeah, yeah. Someone to chase them around in a pickup truck.
With seats, everyone can get back to their original cars.
Yeah.
Hey. Anyway, super fun, I imagine.
I imagine it's amazing.
You're a big fan of wicker.
Yeah, I'm really a big fan of
hey, like wicker baskets?
I only it in the air.
Yeah. Well, boy, do I have the thing for you.
I don't I don't like wicker on a counter. I like it. I like a giant size. Oh, giant size and hovering.
Yeah. Whew, boy.
Man.
Time for you.
All right. Have yourself a great weekend. Our podcast on iTunes and Spotify 5 days a week. Please subscribe. Anything else we need to mention, fellas?
I don't think so.
All right.
Enjoy. See you Monday. Bye.
The Biggs and Barr Show.